Hello, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. D. And today I want to talk about there's a war going on. Yes, there's a war going on. And I'm not talking about the war between the states, of course, or the war between countries. I'm talking about the war between men and women, between the masculine and the feminine. Now, the problem, I'm getting right to it. The problem is that it is the way we think. The problem is that we think you're either one or you're of the other. You're one or the other. You're masculine or you're feminine. We struggle when there is something in between. That's a whole nother show. But right now, I want to bring your attention to this, the problem of thinking, this either or thinking that we have. So I would submit these next few minutes that the problem is the way we think. Even the word war, I said war, even the word war suggests that there is a battle, that there is a fight. And in a fight, you know, everybody wants to know who won. So, and who wants to be a loser? So everybody wants to win. So there's a fight between men and women. And all you have to do is just listen to a bunch of men talk. If women come up, you're going to hear things like women this, women that. If you get a bunch of women together and they're talking, if they start talking about men, they'll start saying men this and men that, as if the other group is totally to blame for what happens in relationships. If you've ever heard me talk before, you know I'm a relationship expert. I'm a relationship psychotherapist. That's what I do. And so this idea that there's either or somebody has to win has infiltrated our lives to the degree that people are upset because nobody wants to lose and everybody wants to be right. You're either one or the other. You're either right or you're wrong. This either or thinking comes to play in our relationships. All right. So the first problem is the way we think. And so naturally, you know, I would say the solution is to change the way we think. Instead of thinking about something being one thing or the other, we think about the idea that both things are needed. Because imagine this world with just a feminine side. Now, I'm sure there are women would say, oh, that would work. And imagine this world when all you have is just a masculine energy. And I'm sure men will say, you know, damn right, that will work. But let me offer that there is a need for both of them. There's a need for masculine and feminine. A great example is if you walk into someone's home. And while men don't care where things are, women do, generally. You know, we know that there are people who have blended, have a balance of femininity and masculinity. But if you want to talk in extremes, which is why we have this problem, more than likely, the women who would walk into a messy house will have a problem with it. Now, the men will notice it, but they're not going to have a problem with it. They just want to know, you know, tell me where I'm supposed to sit or move, slide this over and make yourself comfortable. Of course, a woman, and we're talking traditionally and stereotypically, doesn't want you to have to come into her house and move anything to sit down. She wants it to be clean, where you can just have a seat wherever you like, you know, of course, within reason, on a chair, on a couch. All right. So just that example is an example of how masculine and feminine personalities work. So what I'm offering is that the solution is that there is a need for both. There's a need for balance. There's a need for balance. Now you want to know, how do you get this balance? How do you figure out how to have both masculine and feminine qualities and things work out? Look at this for a minute, guys. I want you to notice I'm going to list several qualities, and one side to be masculine and one side to be feminine. I'll do the masculine side and I'll put versus the feminine side. And imagine our world just being one or the other. All right, here we go. So doing versus being, aggression versus surrender, analytical versus intuitive, concrete versus abstract, impatient versus patient, striving versus tranquil, rushing versus nurturing, assertive versus receptive, left brain versus right brain, thrusting versus receiving, organization versus synthesizing, logical versus creative, busy versus calm, hard versus soft, controlling versus allowing, and of course, masculine and feminine. So you see the first list, let me just list them now. I did them in opposition. Let me do them separately. Okay, masculine energy is this. Doing, aggression, analytic, concrete, impatient, striving, rushing, assertive, left brain, thrusting, organization, logical, busy, hard, controlling. Feminine energy says being, surrender, intuitive, abstract, patient, tranquil, nurturing, receptive, right brain, receiving, synthesizing, creative, calm, soft, allowing. Now, imagine a world like that. Sounds like somebody on an island somewhere sipping Mai Tais or something. Now, I say the way we can get this balance, the first way to get this balance in, and that is two V's. The first word is value, and the second word is vulnerability. So let me start with value. When I say value, I mean both sides. There's a need for both sides to value the other side. There's a need for not just doing, but being. At some point, you have to stop doing and just start being. At some point, you got to stop being and start doing. You hear me? When I say there is a need for both things. So think of the two ideas, doing and being. At some point, you have to stop doing and start being. Be still and allow some things. And then sometimes, at some point, you got to stop just sitting around being and start doing some things. There's a requirement for something to move, all right, to do something. So there is value in both those things. And the problem is that we have been valuing one thing over the other when they both have a place in our lives. So how then do we get this balance? We get this balance by valuing. And the way you do that is you stop thinking about what you think and start listening to what the other person is saying. So you're in argument with someone about doing and being. So the doing person, instead of defending doing, needs to stop talking and just listen to the person who's talking about being and grasp that, get that, understand what that means. And then the being person needs to do the exact same thing. Stop defending this whole idea of being. Shut up a minute and listen to the person who's talking about doing and see the value in it. But the problem with that argument I just described is that somebody's going to have to lose in their mind to be able to be quiet and just listen to somebody else talk, and you don't have any, you don't interject and give your point of view, is to lose the argument. But it is not losing, it is winning in both situations, because then the doing person and the being person gets the benefit. They get the benefit of what it means to do or to be, whichever is in opposition to whatever your argument is or your side is. So that's valuing. So the way you come to value something that you have not valued before is that you be still and listen to the other side. And then the other side is no longer other. The other side is you. The other side is self. All right? So, the first solution to our problem of either or is to think that it's both. The way you get this both understanding, this both way of thinking, is you want to achieve balance. And the way you achieve balance is that you learn how to value the other side. The masculine learns how to value the feminine and its place, and the feminine learns to value the masculine and its place. Now, think of the next V, vulnerability. Now, this I have already decided this is going to be difficult for me to share, because I've decided to go ahead and look up vulnerability as it is in the dictionary. Because I know no one thinks being vulnerable is a good thing, and the dictionary does not help us at all. But I'm going to share you what the dictionary says. It says, susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm. We were in a vulnerable position, in a sentence, all right? Helpless, defenseless, powerless, impotent, weak, susceptible. He was scared and vulnerable. Now, think of that. Let me go on. A person in need of special care, support, or protection because of age, disability, or risk of abuse or neglect. So nothing in the dictionary says that being vulnerable is a good thing. Nothing. You have to go. Of course, I have to mention Dr. Brené Brown out of the University of Houston in Texas. You have to go and read some of her material to get the value of vulnerability. But let's think a minute about how being vulnerable can help you in a situation where you are totally just thinking that there's a war between what's masculine and what's feminine. It really goes back to what I said earlier about listening and valuing. But to value something, you have to put yourself in a receptive, vulnerable, open, trusting position. That's what it means to be vulnerable in the communication. I'm sure you've heard that there are five levels of communication, and the fifth level, the most deepest, if I could say that, the deepest aspect of communication, the deepest level of communication is when a person talks about their fears and their desires, and they share what they need. This is a vulnerable position. So imagine there's a couple, masculine and feminine energy is all swirling around in the room, and each one is trying to win the battle of the argument. Each one is trying to be heard more than they are trying to listen. What it would require for those persons in that conversation to stop the madness of the war that they're in and be open to the other side is to think, what good can come from this person, to value what that person has to offer. To be able to do that is to be receptive, is to be able to allow yourself to be open, in this case, vulnerable, so that you can stop defending who you are and trust the other person to offer what they have to offer. Now think about this. You are not only just trusting them, that is, to me, the highest form of personal confidence, is to be able to listen to someone else, have them explain their position, and you figure out what you can gain from that. So in this case, you become the winner by putting yourself in a more trusting, more vulnerable position. In this case, you both win. They get to share their perspective, where they're coming from, what they need, what they want, and you get to listen in a way that you can find something in what they are offering that will give you what you need and what you want. So the war, the battle, the this versus that is all tied up in the way we think about it. And if we can just find a way to allow ourselves to value what the other has to offer so that they're no longer other, and to put ourselves in a position of being open and receptive and sharing what it is we fear. Because when you talk about being vulnerable in communication, it's all about your fears. And that's why nobody, everybody thinking you're going to lose. Everybody wants to win. That's why everybody keep thinking in this dichotomous way of looking at the world, either all right or wrong, up or down. And one, either you win or you lose, because nobody wants to be vulnerable. But that is what has to happen for you to open yourself up and to value what the other person has to offer. So as you listen to me, think about your life. Think about the relationships that you are in. It could be two men or two women, a dad and a mom, or two siblings. It doesn't even matter. The either or, right or wrong way of thinking just permeates all our relationships. And what I'm offering is that the war does not have to be the kind of relationship where there's always a winner and always a loser. We can both win. But the only way we both win is that we begin to value each other and we put ourselves in a vulnerable state so that we can trust that the other person will hear us when we talk. And bigger than any of that is you are trusting yourself to know that there is value in what the other person, the other side, the masculine or the feminine or the feminine or the masculine, what that mindset, what those energies have to bring to you. And there you have it. Thank you so much for your time. If you would like to reach out to me, you can go to drdeborahnixon.com. On our very first page, you can hear me talking about a lot of other things. Go ahead and subscribe so that we can stay connected. Right there to the right of your screen, you will see an opportunity to do that. It's been real, and I will say every time we meet, on the real, you know more than you think you know. On the real, you already know. I'm Dr. Deborah Nixon, marriage and family therapist, former professor of marriage and family therapy, and now I'm just on a path to help people in their relationships. It's been my honor, my pleasure. Until next Monday, you take good care.